a subtle contrast today in the gospel, and that is the first line of the gospel, this little pericope, is the Jews picked up rocks to stone him, and then we get to the end of the gospel, and it says, and many there began to believe in him. And so it's this, you're with me or you're against me kind of thing that we have to kind of listen carefully to hear in the gospel today. So Jesus is proclaiming the truth, and it's too much, if you will, in some respects, for this group of Judeans. And Jesus is making it clearer and clearer that he is the Son of God, and that they're rejecting him. And he says, if you don't believe my words, believe my actions. You know, how often have people come to me and complain to me about their children not coming to church or their grandchildren not going to church and this, that, and the next thing? And, you know, what can I say? And I'm like, I'm not sure you can say anything. You can pray for them. You can fast for them. You can be a good example to them. You can have the fruit of the Holy Spirit in your life. And sooner or later, they're going to see that. Especially your adult children, your younger children. I think, of course, you can speak to them and encourage them to come to faith. But if you don't believe me, believe the works that I do. I wish that we could all say that as a testimony to our faith. You know, I want to reflect on the responsorial psalm for a minute, and just listen, okay? I love you, Lord, my strength, my Lord, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock, my refuge, my shield, my horn of salvation, my stronghold. Praise be the Lord, I exclaim, I am safe from my enemies. The breakers of death surge around me, destroying floods overwhelm me, cords of the netherworld enmeshed me. The death overtook me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. Do you call upon the Lord in your distress? When all of these things, when all of these challenges, these myriads of difficulties, when life seems like it doesn't make any sense, when our footing is not firm, the Lord is my rock. He is my salvation. He is my strength. What a simple and beautiful prayer for us to cast ourselves on my God, my rock, my refuge, my shield, my horn, and my salvation. And so today, you know, we cast ourselves on the rock that is Jesus. And it is our prayer that we don't ever pick up stones to throw at him, but that we believe in him. And that our belief in him is translated not simply to words, but to our life, our example. So what do you do for your kids who might not be going to church? A word from time to time, but your life example. If you don't believe my words, believe my life.